K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer again for another episode right here at the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm at K-State University. What up? First of April 2026. Yeah, it's the first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast. And knock on wood, I shouldn't say it, but I'm gonna say it anyways. No foolery on this podcast. There we go. That's better. No foolery on this podcast. Pro Punch Podcast. All things K-State sports. Oh, and the weather continues here in Kansas City, Missouri. But spring sports still going on in action right now. Ooh. As I'm looking. Oh man, thundering skies here in Kansas City, Missouri. But anyways, thundering K-State bats. Oh, man. Six more home runs. And I said they needed to put it down. Well, not necessarily those words. They needed to win, come out, and win against BYU. They did that. Big time. Yesterday afternoon, 16-3, the Cats stormed out and never looked back there. Once again, D. Kennedy, AJ Isavosco go deep twice in this game, along with two more other bats went deep as well in this ball game. And look, 10 runs, first five frames for K-State there, three home runs in the first. Hey, they jumped out, and remember this, folks. They jumped out to a 7-1 lead in the first inning in game three against Utah and blew it. If you got an opponent down, you want to keep them down, right? And K-State's done 70% of that, and the rest of the other 30%, they let the team back in the ball game, and they lose the game. We've seen that at too many times this year, where they have them down and let the opposing team back into the ball game, and all of a sudden, they lose the game, right? And hey, this is one of these times now. You got a legit offense. That's no question about that. A legit offense that seems like every day, every game now can score 10 plus runs. Just like yesterday. 16 put down on BYU. Dominating performance there. And your pitching gonna have to step it up a notch. here as we get, hey, we're in the month of April already. Your pitch is going to have to adjustment to not give up so many runs, so many hits. they gave up 41 hits in the last two games. Now we're going to check the box score in a minute, this game, but it's just too many. And the fact that this record should be a little bit better. K-State wins their 19th game of the season, 19-10. Now they go to, that should say 5-5 now on Big 12. This was a Big 12 game, but hey, Big 12 game. Get it right. Come on now. But Skipper Pete Hughes on this dominating performance yesterday in Provo. Great effort by our guys today. Quote, bouncing back was important. Our preparation didn't change. Our energy was great again. Happy for our guys for getting the result. Robert Fortenberry was really good and was extremely efficient versus a dangerous offense. And our offense, once again, had a relentless performance. Again, proud of our guys, the way they show up every day, end quote, there as well. I feel like, and this is training off of Hughes to D. Kennedy, one of your star players on this team, your leaders, and Eddie Isavosco. Eddie Isavosco having a terrific sophomore season. It's just like these two specifically hit home run. Either it's him, these two, or the combination of Baron Matlack or Carlos Vasquez of that side. We go in the box score right now. These guys continue to just pound the baseball. And you have one of the most feared offenses in this conference. K-State does. We do, right? If you're pitching, get straightened out. You're going to be forced to be working with down the stretch. I keep saying that. And for the second, as we go into the box score right now. Oh, yeah, by the way, yes. K-State all over BYU, 16-3. Eddie Greer, third of Pro Puncher Podcast, all things K-State sports. This was an 8-inning game. You might as well just call it a 7-inning game. I don't know why. Either it's going to be a 7-inning game or not. Man, I'm on one today. I'm on one this morning, boy. If it's going to be a 7, and that's outside of podcast, by the way. But anyways, it's going to be a 7-inning game or it's going to be 9-running game. You cannot have in between 8 innings. So, but for the second straight game, K-State gets ahead of their opponent. Remember, I just mentioned Utah, the final game of that weekend series last weekend, 7-1 in that final game, and you let Utah climb all the way back in that ball game, win that game. K-State yesterday gets up on BYU 4-1. and again, tack on a couple more runs, 2 in the second, 2 in the third, 1 in the fourth, 1 in the fifth, put them in the hole. BYU, the runs coming in the sixth, in the first, that was it. After that, for them, one more for K-State in the seventh, and then they kind of put the game officially out of hand, 5 in the 8th. And you might as well just play the whole game out if it gets that far and not cut it off. Just putting that out there. There as well. It's me to Carlos Vasquez. Goes deep again in this game. He and Grant Gassell. Hey, on cue, Vasquez and Grant Gallagher go deep as well for K-State in this game. And I need to get the actual stats out at some point and go down these stats because, whew, man, K-State, more home runs hit in Provo. So you see, I got that going on. Oh, my goodness. So you have that. Robert Fortenberry, he started this game. So this is not your James Guyette, Tanner Duke, or Lucas Sheffield. This is Robert Fortenberry getting this call for Pete Hughes yesterday, and he did a great job. As mentioned, 3 strong innings there, a hit, a run, that was earned, a walk, 3 strikeouts there. That's what you need right there. This is what you need. This was a bullpen, quote-unquote bullpen type of game. Austin Haley came on to pitch 2 2-thirds. Cole Wisenbaker, 1/3, and Aaron Arnold finished off one-third inning for Cole Wisenbaker. And then Aaron Arnold finished off the game with 2 strong innings there. Brayden Marks, woo! K-State getting after these starters every night in, night out, day in, day out. Brayden Marks, 1 1/3 for BYU in this game. Oh, man. Hey, if your pitching can tighten up the screws here in the month of April and down the stretch is to get into May, eventually, as this year, this first third of this year is flown by, K-State, it's going to be a tough out. But if K-State misses the NCAA tournament, you're going to go back to some of these games that they were big on their opponent and let them back in this ball game. I don't want to douse the rain on this win like it is currently right now. Grant Gallagher, we take a look at this offense. His only hit, excuse me, was a home run. 1 for 4 in this ball game. My guy, Shane Tero, 3 more hits in this game. He scored 4 runs, drove in a run. D. Kennedy, 2 more home runs out of the yard, 3 for 4, 5 runs driven in. AJ Zavasco, 2 for 4, 5 more runs driven in. So, they matching themselves here. And then, who I say, Carlos Vasquez, 2 for 5 going deep as well. Vasquez hit 6th in this order. And then you got Caden Carl, 3 more. Caden Carl continues to ride out. 3 for 5 in this game. And he's taking over. I've noticed Dante Lewis usually starts. Caden Carl has taken over as of late anyways. So he's got a lot of playing time. I noticed that. And Dante Lewis, we did something on him. I did something on him earlier. It's Caden Carl's show right now. Micah Kendrick, what's your designated hitter for K-State in this game, going 2 or 5 in the ballgame as Pete Hughes' offense continues to just rake the baseball all season long, really, and pick up their 19th win of the season, and it should have been their 5th conference win. This notes is off a game. So they're back to 500, 5-5 conference play. We've been following the team, so we can Detour that. Pro Punchin' Podcast, all things KD Sports. Eddie Greer here on this lightning-ish, rainy morning here in Kansas City, Missouri, here as K-State just continues to just rip the cover off the baseball offensively. And for sure, I think for sure, one of the more potent offenses in this conference. Oh, man, because they're continuing. It's like 12, it's like, hey, 12, 12, 12, 14, 11. They honestly, that series should have been, K-State should have won that series. They should have won the Arizona State series. But instead, they lost both of those series. You had to come out and, whether it's by one, two, or in this case here, 13 runs off of BYU there as well. So there you go on that. So K-State now, some notes here from the game. K-State has had a player now reach 13 home runs in a single season in five of the last six seasons there as well. D. Kennedy hit 12 in his 13th home run yesterday. Woo! Last year, Keegan O'Connor, remember that? Remember that name, K-State Nation? Keegan O'Connor, 17 homers last year. D. Kennedy, already at 13. He's on pace to potentially hit 20 home runs. You're here this season. And he was contemplating not coming back. Well, that has proved to be a huge dividend for him in 2026. And he's looking for more than just Big 12. It's just the Big 12 tournament, obviously. Trying to get back to that Big 12 tournament there as well. Seventh run rule victory for K-State and Pete Hughes in 2026. They continue just to rack that up as well. So, Grant Gallagher led off this game. Going back to that home run I was talking about, he led off that game with his only hit of the game. What's that leadoff home run of the game that started off the game? Some Ronald Acuna stuff, Ronald Acuna Jr. stuff right there. He began the first play to do that. Hit a home run to start off the game, to kick off the game, since 2025. That's last. Well, hold up. That's last year. Almost to a T. And that was, guess who? D. Kennedy. Last year. Let off the game with a home run. That's 2 years in a row now. That case is start off the game with a home run. Grant Gallagher, who's been, I think, a huge part of this offense myself here as well. So, you got a huge series coming up. Huge series, TCU, the Big 12 favorites going into this season. TCU comes to Manhattan. Hold on a sec. Yep, Twin Family Stadium this weekend. Huge. Because you've already lost. Hold up a second. All right. You already lost back-to-backs Big 12 series. So, and every time TCU comes to Twin Family Stadium, K-State gets the better of them. At least the last couple years there as well. And TCU ain't ranked. So, they're right there with you on that. They came in here, the preseason Big 12 favorites to win the conference there as well. So, any little bit of confidence there you just got yesterday. Now, can you build on that? Can you win a Big 12 series? That becomes the question now. You cannot continue to lose 2 or 3. It's not on pace for that. You know, right now you're sitting at 19-10 right now. So you got somehow flip the script, get 2 or 3 from TCU. Hey, maybe even get greedy, but baseball, it's hard to sweep series. So, but now you got TCU coming in your building starting on Friday night, and it's going to be interesting to see how it takes out, because Arizona State came in your place, took 2 or 3 from you when you've been really, really tough at home. So now it's kind of a turn back the time and get back to the cast we know at home, and that's take care of business. So we'll see what happens on this weekend, as was already going to be here for the first weekend of April, by the way. TCU comes calling. I don't have the standings up right now. We'll check that. That'll be talked about on the weekend preview coming up once I get that recorded with me now going in for work on Friday and having the weekend off. How about that, folks? Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it. We're a podcast fan, free and available daily, which is K-State content. Y'all know what it is. iTunes, Spotify, That Jam, Pro Project Podcast, all things KU sports, this daily podcast, the Wildcat Bus don't take a break after Friday night. We keep it moving throughout the weekend, plenty of content, and I did see a news broke out last night. I was checking other K-State sources. It hasn't come up yet, but I haven't checked this morning either. So but again, that's gonna be handled as well. So hey, make sure you tell fellow K-Stater about this podcast. It's Everyday K-State Podcast. If you're not subscribed to this podcast, it's Everyday Podcast. What have you been doing? We came on twice yesterday, daily podcast, sometimes twice like yesterday, and maybe hearing around about three times a day, the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State Athletics. Alex A. Not the Understanding of California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. Another huge offensive performance by this K-State baseball team, led by your leaders, D. Kennedy, A.J. Escovasco, Grant Gallagher, and Carlos Vasquez, going deep on BYU as they unload frustration on BYU. K-State 16. BYU 3, K-State now is 19-10 overall, and looking forward to a huge series. TCU comes calling to Manhattan this weekend. This has been another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports with Cats.